A Philadelphia man sentenced to life in prison as a teenager is now expected to be released on parole in coming months. That's thanks to a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, Kevin Brinkley's new fate was sealed today during a packed hearing.
In 1979, Brinkley was convicted of killing an egg delivery man during a botched robbery in North Philadelphia. The judge sentenced the 15-year-old to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now 55, Brinkley appears to be on the verge of being a free man after his lawyers negotiated a new sentence, 30 years to life. Nephew James Cade couldn't be happier. He says it would be a dream come true to have his uncle out of prison.
For him to come home for me is like a warm feeling because I never really had the chance to actually spend real time with him. I went to see him in prison. I talked to him on the phone, but I'm talking about real time with laughing. Well, come on, let's run to the store.
Brinkley's older sister, Margot Grissom, can picture it too.
I think I would sit out front, put something on the grill, and just relax and enjoy my brother.
But the hearing in a Philadelphia courtroom wasn't all smiles. Family members are mourning the fact that Kevin's mother and father weren't able to see this day and won't be able to celebrate their son's eventual release. Both are gone now. Both wanted nothing more than to see Kevin set free. Uncle Greg Brinkley also says the family isn't dropping a decades-long fight to clear Kevin's name. He's always maintained his innocence.
To be on parole for the rest of your life, you're in jail. Just out. You're still subject to all kinds of things that at the drop of a dime, you know, come give me a piss test. Drop of a dime, I'm just going to come to your house and I'm going to bring some people just to come to your house and search. And this could happen every single day.
That tension isn't insignificant. Generally speaking, parole boards want to hear an inmate take responsibility for his crimes before they approve their release. If he continues to insist he's innocent, he might not get to leave prison despite the new sentence. Kevin Brinkley did not address the court other than answering routine questions. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.